I'm not too sure about Mozart. In fact, I think he's a lot of guff. By the time I've heard one of his melodies, I've really had enough. His whittles and diddles are not really music, but more so exercises of the wrist, of the type of onanastic love, where the one lover is not kissed. His frilly poppy shilly-shally to my ear soon brings a blister, and I wonder if far better guff sallied out of his more talented sister. But everyone loves Wolfie, he's just so easy to access, and it's rather a spot of jolly luck that he wore trousers and not a dress. However, then again, he's perfect when trolling around the shops, waiting on hold on a telephone, or repelling thugs from night bus stops. Though Mozart is one composer whom I truly could adore, if he'd merely written his requiem and satisfied with nothing more.
Spaniel man, he's come from the bad end, and he's the one that's gonna bear. Last bit was called EGA.
We'll be right back. Strength of my firstborn. This, my new. give me anything. But along with these other results, it gives you just about the most twisted, antisocial bunch of psychopathic deformities I have ever run into.
Yeah. episode is about the lies we tell our children.
I'm just doing it. going through me.
Threatening phone calls, verbal assaults by strangers, property damage, death threats.
Incapacitate you, get you jailed, or get you in a mental institution is what we believe. This isn't science fiction. This isn't science fiction. God fiction.
Threatening phone calls, verbal assaults by strangers, property damage, death threats. Following on footwork by vehicle, bizarre notes and drawings left, loitering, anonymous false accusations to friends, family, and neighbors, character assassination, smear campaigns, blacklisting, psychological abuse, etc.
Thank you.
Hey,